The first thing that really struck me, of course, was the climate of respect. People who are very vulnerable, who are in a phase of their life where they're going to be more vulnerable than ever and change is happening rapidly and they feel out of control, such people really need to feel respect and they need to feel the patience of others around them, that they're being allowed to make some decisions even when it seems they haven't got very many. And that's risky and it's hard work, I think, for carers and professionals. But it's a very important part of the philosophy of this place and of any hospice. You're trying to give people the respect that allows them to take the decisions they can take and so have a sense that they're still living actively. And the other thing that really came home to me today was the priority that this place gives to communicating its message and its vision to the wider community. A great stress on education formally, but also on building lots of networks through the charity shops, through connections with local schools, through work experience programs and so forth, building the connections that get the message out into the wider world. And I think it's very important that this is a place that doesn't only offer high quality care, but also offers a vision that can be shared and works to share it. Places like this need a tremendous amount of local support. They're not institutions that can rely on huge financial resources. They need generosity, they need support in the community, they need volunteers, quite simply. And so I think that Christians who share that sense of profound respect for every individual are well placed to come in and assist in that way and help communities own and support these ventures. And I think the other thing is that Christians have a very special responsibility to come alongside the message that hospice gives. Death is something you can face, think about, explore your feelings about. Death is something that's still part of your living because it's all within the providence and the love of God. And whether or not you're in a specifically Christian environment in hospice, I think it's important that there are people around who support the spiritual vision that goes with that, who allow people to think carefully and feel deeply about their death without panicking. Some people still have a picture of palliative care or end-of-life care, which is really just based on pain control and waiting. This is immeasurably more than that. It's a whole atmosphere of loving attention to persons that allows them to flourish even in the circumstances where you might expect them least to. And that's a deeply Christian, deeply sort of gospel.